And Julian.
And people.
Okay, I have this all fucked up today.
Really?
Because I don't have the extension cord for this computer, so if you want, can you come around?
I can come around, yes.
And I hit stop in the middle of the broadcast and in the middle of the intro.
Are you serious?
By accident.
Oh, fucking A.
Sorry, this is going to be a fucked up show. Sorry, people.
Because Ricky didn't show up on time.
Yeah.
See, if you have your shit together and you show up here earlier than 3:02, then you might have a quality broadcast.
Well, see, that's what happens when you get paid. But when you don't get paid, you do what the fuck you want to do.
You know what? How often are you late to work you get paid at?
Never.
How many times?
I'm never late to work. I call in sick.
How many times have you been written up at real work where you
get
paid at?
Oh, wow. Well, we don't get written up here at the radio station. And I'm the boss, goddammit. Excuse me. Hold on. Maybe we need to replay this again.
See?
Backwards.
See?
Here.
It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
Fuck you, Julian. This is my damn show. I'm the cute one. I'm the cute one. You're not yummy. I'm fucking yummy.
And here's your host, Ricky.
And Julian.
And people.
There. So, this is my show. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 236. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And Nicole is not here because she's a lazy bitch, has a headache.
She has the swan vagina.
Yeah, swine vagina. And it's bleeding. And probably chunks falling out of it.
Ugh.
Oh, I like what fine ass Q Butterfat says.
Fine ass.
Thin ass. Thin ass.
Phineas.
Whatever.
Fine ass.
Big Ricky and Little Monkeys.
You were looking at my rear end when
whatever.
You said fine ass.
You wish.
I have been told I have the ass of a god. Thank you.
Okay. Fine. Franco's here live. Wow. Can't believe it.
We're glad to see you, Franco.
Yes, Franco. Too bad we didn't get a phone call, but I listened to several other podcasts this week where
he called them
Franco
all.
Franco called.
Yeah.
We see how that is. So we're going to do this the same way we did last time.
We're going to have all phone calls?
No, because we don't have any phone calls.
Oh, okay.
But we may have just received... No, we didn't. So...
They don't love us.
We're going to do a one-hour show. We're going to record the second half.
Okay.
Or the first half is going to be downloaded in iTunes probably tomorrow. The second half, for the people that wasn't listening.
Right.
Well, you know what? If we get two phone calls
and two reviews,
we will release the second part of this show.
Huh.
Which we'll leave all the good shit for the second part. So.
Well, okay, is the first half going to be 15 minutes and the second half 30 minutes since you decided to be late today?
No, because... there's no one behind us, so we can do a full hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because...
unlike last night in your bedroom, there's nobody behind us.
Whatever. So, but yeah, like, no one's doing live shows anymore. It's kind of weird.
Well. It's fun, though.
I like it.
I do, too.
It's fun.
I
like it, and it's fun.
We have a birthday tomorrow.
Joe's birthday is tomorrow.
Joe in Dallas. His birthday is tomorrow. So.
Are we going to celebrate blackface before him?
Well, I wanted to make sure I mentioned that on this first hour. That
right.
way, our first half hour, that way he didn't miss it and bitch about it.
Right.
I've got to work.
I think it's somebody else's birthday on my list, too.
I've got to work.
Check. I have to work on Sunday.
And clean up bloody tampons in the ladies' dressing room.
Lovely. Loves it. Also, Zach's birthday is tomorrow also. I don't know if he listens to the show. He lives in Orlando. I met him. You know, we went on a date, and I guess he didn't like me.
And then one thing led to another.
No, that didn't even happen. One thing led to him getting out of my car. It was sadsies. He was cute.
Franco, I said happy birthday to you on your
On your
Facebook page, and that was the month we didn't record.
Franco, when are you going to come see us? Take the train up here, bitch.
Yeah, train goes right...
Right in Lakeland.
Right through Lakeland. It's 8 blocks from us.
Mm-hmm. Well, we could walk there if we needed to.
Mm-hmm.
It's not 8 blocks, is it?
Yeah.
It's just across the lake.
Here to Main Street, we're in the 800 block. Main Street's where it starts, so 8 blocks.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, whatever. I don't know anything about this city other than its name, Lakeland. Hi, Trucker Alex, JT, Franco, Andrea, or Andrea, Finesse Q Butterfat, and Daddy Lane.
Daddy
I wonder
Lane.
Who that is.
I don't know.
I got my panties a little wet, I think. So what's been going on this week?
Let's see. That exciting.
I hope you guys have a great week. Bye.
Yeah, we're all done here.
Well, my car's working.
It is working.
I bought me a battery. I'm poor as shit this week. It sucks.
And no thanks at all to your roommate, but...
Oh, Julian, I appreciate everything you've done for my car.
Thank you.
It was awesome. He even vacuumed it out.
I did.
It was very nice. I know Joan couldn't work in those conditions.
Although I wasn't spotted in a checkout line buying Magnum XLs, but...
Oh, right. So I had to buy a new battery, but... All right, we priced it at the store of which we do not speak.
Right.
Because I don't shop there.
Of course.
But I just wanted to get a price anyway.
Uh-huh.
So it was like $80-some for this battery.
Uh-huh.
So we call the store of which we do not speak's uncle.
Uh-huh.
Which could be called Uncle Sam's Club.
Uh-huh.
Wholesale. And it was $15 cheaper. But the only thing is they don't install them. We didn't know that until we got there.
Uh-huh.
And then Brandon, this nice strapping...
Hung like a horse.
Hung like a horse of a man. We talked... He changed the battery for me and it did everything. But
with his penis.
Right.
With his huge penis. He lifted the old battery out with his 18-inch cock, threw it aside, and installed the new one within minutes.
So, but... Drew was telling me a story because he works there about how the guy was going through his line and the guy was buying Trojan Magnum XLs.
Yeah, yeah.
And this guy's white.
Maybe he was buying him for his
Drew said he was like this.
Maybe he was buying him for his black boyfriend.
Oh, that could be true. Maybe. I don't think so, though. But he was like this. He goes, ugh.
We're audio only. They can't see that.
Oh, I forgot. Me.
Franco, you get your ass up here and you can replace Nicole.
Yeah, you can be on the show. Yeah, if you come up here, you can be on the show one Sunday. You should totally come up here.
Because, you know, there's a 75% chance Nicole won't be here.
Right.
So, yeah.
If it's a nice day outside and everybody's having a great day, Nicole's not going to be here.
No. She's got... She's sickies.
She's a headache or the vertigo.
Vertigo or swine flu or, you know.
Whatever. Bad kneecaps.
You can fit.
Her weenus hurts that day.
Yeah.
Which I hope, I guess everyone knows what a weenus is. Mm-hmm. If not, straighten out your arm and grab your elbow skin and shake it. That's your weenus. You're shaking your weenus.
Franco said sickies / avoiding us.
Right.
Well, she only sees me on the weekends. She sees Ricky
every day.
Well, that's
well,
it.
If
she
goes
to work.
She's probably listening.
She doesn't listen to the one she's right? not on.
That is true.
Are you kidding?
That is very true. Oh, gosh. I literally got here
at 3:02.
At 3:02.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just like, oh, we can eat. We can. No, we didn't even get to eat. I have to, after the show is when we're going to eat.
Really?
So I was hoping I'd have enough time to fix me a turkey sandwich before I could eat, before I could record. But
so what did y'all do? Finger bang?
No, I watched Mariah Carey on Oprah.
Bump pussies?
Yep, we bump pussies too. And watch Mariah Carey on Oprah.
Mm,
which we know we love Mariah.
Like fun to me.
Yeah, it was great.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Let's see. What else has been going on? You know what? I never really said anything. I have these notes that I was supposed to supposed to talk about.
You had share notes?
From about 7 weeks ago. But I was supposed to say hello to Drummer Sticks Z on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I talked about him. He's in California and he's in a band. But he said he was going to make his t-shirts and he's listened to like every fucking episode.
Mm, you didn't
like
tell
he caught himself
that.
Up. Yeah, like he listened to every episode that's available.
Did he give us an iTunes review?
Yes, he did give us a nice review.
I think I remember seeing that.
So I want to say hey to him. He's really cool.
When I was reading those yesterday. And
oh, so you read one yesterday and it was what? What really caught your eye?
Well, let's see. The one that said that we were better than PNS Explosion caught my eye. Also, the one that said it gave us 4 stars and said, the only good ones are the ones with Nicole. I'm like, really?
Because we've had other people say the only good ones are the ones without Nicole.
She must be a lesbian, only in love with Nicole's boobs. Because it was a chick.
Or it was a guy that knows, like, likes her tits.
Yeah.
Speaking of tits. Went to Trucker's Mike's yesterday.
Right.
Last night. I felt a big old black woman's titty last night. And it was soft as shit. I've never felt a titty before.
Well, what do you think it was going to feel like?
Well,
lump of sand or something?
Well, I just thought it would be more, like, harder. But it was like, I don't know how to describe it. It's, like, really weird. But what's cool is Alicia's really cool, and she almost smothered me with her breasts one time.
Uh-huh.
She, like, pushed me down on the couch and jumped on top of me and pulled her titties straight out and just smashed my face with them.
Oh,
look, he's in the room.
Yeah,
Drummer Sticks.
I saw that.
Is that really him, or is that somebody making up his name?
And making fun of Ricky?
Yeah.
Because he's pretty.
Franco said, better than PNS. That's a stretch.
You know what? On second thought, maybe you don't need to come up to Lakeland.
Yeah. No, maybe he should come up to Lakeland, and then we're not home when he gets here.
We'll send a gypsy cab down to pick his ass up at the train station.
We'll send him the crackhead that sleeps across the street from us. Yay, Drummer Sticks, it's really him. Thank you for listening.
Yes, I know. That was a very nice review we had on iTunes.
I know. He's cool, too.
I don't remember if it was pre-me or post-me, because it was probably post-me, because I think
it was after you.
Those were really the only ones I read.
Yeah.
Because really, when it boils down to it,
that's all that matters.
No, because the show has changed so much over mm-hmm. its lifetime. Like, it's a totally different dynamic than, like, the first year of the show when you had Vagina on here.
And one mic and 5 people. And
yeah, I mean, it's like a totally different show.
I think this is the longest I've had actually co-host, like, stay.
Right.
But, what was I going to say? Drummer Sticks, he said, it's 12:30 here. That's how much I love you guys. I got out of bed. Thanks.
So what, do you usually get up till
He sleeps at night, or he works at night.
Okay.
So,
I thought he was just, you know, one of those people like some people we know that don't have jobs and sleep all day.
Or jobs. I mean, or cars.
Yeah, uh-huh. And just sleep all day and get up at 1 p.m. in the afternoon.
Yeah. He actually, Drummer Sticks actually went back and listened to all of them. He listened to episode 50 of the one where I had to tell everybody that I broke up with Cedric, or that Cedric and I broke up, and I was, like, all crying and upset.
Right, right.
He was like, oh, God, what a downer cast.
Yeah.
Did you listen to that one?
I did. I listened to it.
It was sad.
It was.
That's why Drew will never be on the show.
I'm kind of glad that the first time I was on the show was our drunkie cast.
Right.
So it kind of loosened me up and, you know, made me comfortable with it.
Because you were kind of adamant about being on the show. You didn't want to do it.
I know. And then
I move in and you're on.
Ta-da. Well, people liked me, so.
And he said he was crying at work.
And you know how I'm all about getting positive feedback, so.
Right. We all know how everything's about you. For instance, last night.
It's not about me. It's just that I like hearing people say good things about me.
Why is Taco Bell following me on Twitter?
The same reason they did a flyover on your birthday.
Oh, that's sad. But for instance, last night, Chris had to go home. I'm not going to say why, because I don't know if he wants that part shared.
Uh-huh.
But he had to go home. And I said, wow, you're going to drive all the way home and then drive all the way back?
Right.
Well, I guess I kind of have to say.
That's okay.
He had to go go to his mom and take care of her, you know, do some things for her.
Right.
And I'm on the couch and I'm like, you know, because he lives, what, 30 minutes away?
Yeah.
About 30 minutes. So he's going to drive all the way there and then drive all the way back. And I was like, wow, that's love. And then Chris is like, yeah, I love my mommy. And then like 2 seconds late, not even 2 seconds, Julian screams.
Go ahead.
He's talking about me. I was like, oh.
Well, you were, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. All right, then. Drummer sticks, that's okay. We need money, too. So.
I know, right? I, you know, snatched up the mic that Nicole usually uses so it wouldn't go
out.
You
better mark that shit.
I know, and I wouldn't have to use two.
Right. I still have to figure out what's going on with that. But, you know, another podcast is having the same issue. They have the same mics and the same mixer.
Really?
And they don't know what it is either. Mm. You know, we're not like the PNS Explosion who has hundreds and thousands of listeners that send them money because now they're like buying new computers and crap. Mm. We don't get that.
Mm-mm. And our listeners,
we're lucky if they talk to us.
And apparently our listeners also listen to them. And if they're going to send money, they're going to send it to them.
Right. Franco.
Yeah. Franco.
All right. Let's see. What else are we going to talk about?
It's a little hot in here.
It is. Mm.
Should we turn the fan on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be decorating our studio room too, but we haven't really done that because we're lazy.
Well, yeah, and you know, I usually
and everything has to be approved by Julian, I'm sure, before we can put it
up. Well, I usually decorate, you know, the front of the house for Halloween,
right?
But since my garage is full of stuff, I can't get to the decorations, so
we'll help you out with that.
That's all right.
We'll help you out with that.
Oh, well.
So, I'm really liking this no school life now.
Are you now?
Yeah, it's not so bad after
all.
Now
that you have somebody to do things with?
Yeah, I know, right? And when I say things, I mean...
Drew.
Doinkers. Sword fighting.
Mm-hmm. Banging your bed into my wall, so I hear it this morning.
We weren't doing anything.
No,
though.
I knew you were doing it on purpose.
I was tickling him. I'm trapped down. My big old belly, I'm trapped down. It's tickling. Ugh. What?
Sorry. It was instinct. I got a mental image.
Whatever.
Did my wall
break. Jealous. Franco, that is strike number one. I will kick your ass out of this chat room so fucking fast you don't even know. Mm. Well, I'll wait until we at least get 15 listeners.
Well, we might have more listeners that just aren't in the chat room.
That's true.
You know.
If you're listening and you're not in the chat room, then maybe you should call us and tell us. 206-984-3685.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Pooh Bear.
Hello, Pooh Bear.
Let's see, what else we got going on? Oh my god, we have like nothing to talk about.
I know, because I really have done nothing this week. Let's see. Let's see what's going on.
Let me refer to my list.
Let me refer to my show notes here. Nope, no show notes.
Nope.
Meh.
I don't want to talk about healthcare and politics. That's not this type of show.
We'll get angry.
I'm so angry.
Yeah.
Do Crazy for Cock. Crazy for Cock! That's a PNS thing. We do have a phone call, though.
You and Drew in the room tickling, and then all of a sudden I hear, oh, yeah. Yeah, you're going to make me fucking squirt.
I swear. Earlier this week in Twitter, I go, it's really nice. I can't believe I said this because I could get so arrested for the wrong type of things. I said, it's really nice to have a boyfriend and act 12 years old and he acts the same. And then people are like, ew.
Your boyfriend's 12 years old?
But that was pretty funny. Let's see. Ricky, the TWSS guys, Nessa and I had fun at your expense this weekend.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, because they're doing the Gay Days thing?
Uh-huh.
Is that Wes?
I don't know.
Is that you, Miss Wes?
Taco Bell. That reminded me of the picture they posted on. Sorry, Ricky, about the Taco Bell blender.
Right. I don't know if you guys... I don't know if you guys listen to it. That's what she said. Actually, I have something to talk about that show right now.
Which show?
That's what she said.
Okay.
You know, the show that I invented, that they met because of me.
Uh-huh.
So they had an award ceremony show, 1 year anniversary, but it was they did the best listener, the best, you know, the best cut on someone,
right,
you know, that.
Right, right.
So, you know, I'm just putting this out there on a limb,
mm-hmm.
you know. I wonder if they should have maybe an award for the person that founded their podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the person that flew out there to see Christian,
uh-huh.
and then Brian was a listener to the show, so I met him, then they connected,
uh-huh.
and made their show.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, you would think they would have, like, the best producer, or
uh-huh.
the best friend contact, or... No, they didn't think shit on that show for me. That's okay, I'm doing it on this one.
You're gonna thank yourself?
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ricky.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, if you listen to their show, they have a website that's dedicated to me.
Yes.
It's sorryricky.blogspot.com.
Yes.
And basically all the podcasters or listeners, they go on there and post things about each other. And I'm pretty much the target for this
Was one about Nicole on there.
I think there's a few on there about you, too.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
But the latest one they had was this huge fat guy with, like, Taco Bell wrappers all over him. And they're like, this is Ricky on a Friday night with the Taco Bell binger.
Binger?
Binge. Whatever.
Bender.
Bender. Yeah, that's what I mean.
When you put bender,
binge is puke, right?
When you put binge and bender together, you get a binger.
Whatever. Just another reason they should say, hey, Ricky, you know, thank you so much for being such a good sport about having a website that's all about you. And they... You know, they use my name.
Uh-huh.
You know, they use my name, and it's obviously all about me.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't even thank me for best blog or anything like that either.
So. You know what?
Fuck you very much.
If they were a better show, they would have thanked you.
True.
Just saying.
That's what I'm saying. Sorry, just checking some mails here.
Okay. It's all good. All
right. You want to do this phone call?
Why not?
Trigger Alex, I want to say thank you for all the stuff you sent us in the email. It's pretty cool. We see some cool videos sometimes because of him. Let's see. Oh, Steve in the UK, okay?
Okay.
Or Steve in the UK, as Big Fatty says.
Okay.
Hey, guys, and Bloody Vagina Nicole. Chicken Tetrazzini, maybe not. Laugh out loud. Wasn't it your show that did something on Chicken Tetrazzini a while back?
Nah.
Probably mixing you up. So now I have a recommended video to the wrong people. Womp, womp. It wasn't the funniest video I have ever seen, but this is quite amusing, which I haven't looked at it yet, so. Let's see here. When the wife...
What the fuck was that?
Yeah, we're not watching that
Jesus
right now.
Jesus H. Christ. It was like an...
Drummer Stick said, I heard that's what she said, and I didn't really like them.
Yeah.
But I did create them.
I'll keep my opinions to myself.
Chicken Tetrazzini? Chicken Tetrazzini? Chicken Tetrazzini?
yeah, me, you, and Nicole, we're all like, what? We don't get this.
All right. Montand? Who are you? Are you a new listener? Like, who are you, an old listener? Are you from Montana? Who are you? We need to know. Is there anybody else in here? I don't know.
We need to know.
Daddy Lane. Who are you? I want to know. and you want to keep saying that about a show that sucks? Sorry, guys. All right. Here we go. Phone call.
You fuckers. That's right. This is Britney Spears, the time traveler. Didn't think I listened to your little dog and pony show, did you? Well, guess what? I do. Now, here is this week's predictions.
Yes, Daddy Lane.
Nicole, you will be famous because you will be the first female ever to...
Did you see what Daddy Lane said in the chat room?
Ooh.
Now you want to know my name? It didn't matter last night. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
He's Montand is an oldish listener a few months ago.
Okay.
All right, here's the rest.
Give birth to little anal mud babies by Immaculate Conception because no one wants to stick their dick in you. I got my little Jaden James and Sean Preston because men love to leave their baby jism up all in my cervix. You cannot get any cock if you were a truck stop glory hole, bitch. Okay?
Oh! I am so glad she's not here.
And now we can laugh at her and make fun of her. Because she will never hear this.
Oh, let me rewind that a little
bit. She couldn't get action if she was a truck stop glory hole.
I need to rewind that. Here we go.
Baby jism up all in my cervix. You could not get any cock if you were a truck stop glory hole, bitch. Okay? Let's move on to Ricky. Ricky, you will also be famous. You had a co-starring role on a hit television show. Just remember to move stage left when Ty Pennington yells, "Move that butt!"
Brittany's a bitch.
I'm getting my laugh in now because I know it's coming. I know it's coming. So
I'm not a buzz.
Family can see their new house, you fat fuck. And Julian, I love you, bitch. You are a perfect Southern gentleman. I would totally have a bondage tie-up massive orgy with you and Chris, and you can just beat me senseless, and I can put a strap on and stick it down your hallway. I can pretend it was a hot dog or a candy stick, a candy cane, a paper clip. I don't give a goddamn. It's anything. If it gets in your butt, I'm there. Even if it's my tongue, I will stick it there. That is this week's predictions, you fuckers. For Brittany the Time Traveler is going back to the future.
Brittany's a little crazy.
I love Brittany the Time Traveler.
Brittany's a little cray-cray.
Veritable Virgo has joined us in the chat
Yay!
Room.
Yay, Veritable Virgo. I was wondering where he was. Did I ask about him earlier?
No.
Oh, I was going to, but I got distracted.
Yeah, by time-traveling Brittany.
Right. Well, thanks, Brittany, for calling me a fucking bus. Move stage left.
When Ty Pennington yells, "Move that bus!"
I like it. Must be why? Brittany has to be like a chaser, or like
why?
She must be chubby
because
you're like all skinny and they want to like do you and stuff.
Why would she? If she's a chaser, why would she be after me?
No, a skinny chaser.
Oh,
yeah, whatever. Veritable Virgo was busy surfing porn sites. Hey, Sater. Thanks for waking up and being with us today.
Yes, thank you for joining us. Thank all of you for joining us.
Yeah, no, but just Sater. Just Sater, thanks. Hey, Drummer Sticks, he woke up for us, too.
Yes, Anna.
And he's straight.
Hey.
Hey.
You know, I don't think our humor is just... for gay people.
No,
you know?
I don't think so.
Because we don't talk a lot of gay shit.
Let's start talking gay issues.
No, because no. I really don't care.
Oh, okay. Franco said, so did I. Franco, you wake up for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What else do we have to talk about? This is sad. Do we need to look at the news or something? We have nothing to talk about.
We have nothing to. You cooked chili last night.
I cooked chili. I cooked chili, y'all.
And then he let it sit on the stove for 5 hours before he put it in the refrigerator.
It was still on. It was on low.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that. I thought you just like let it sit out to grow mold or something.
No, it was on low.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Stoopy Stoops.
Well, I'm dumb then.
Wait. Breaking news. What did you just say?
I said I'm dumb then.
Oh, yay. You're dumb, dumb Riri.
I guess I just fit in with everybody else around here.
Let's see what else. What else?
Yeah, I had some chili for lunch today because I didn't eat any last night, and I'm like feeling a little bloated.
Here's the lifetime supply of Beano.
Yeah.
How do you like the 40-pound bag of chicken that we have in the freezer?
At least there's food in the freezer, finally.
True. So, Drew works at Sam's, so what do you like? Like, that place is so ridiculous. Like, who really needs a lifetime supply of Double Bubble?
I can get this 55-gallon drum of peanut butter for only $40.
Because he was complaining the other morning.
Kids, y'all like peanut butter and jelly, don't you? Goddamn.
When he cooked breakfast last week, he went to go look for ketchup in the refrigerator. He's like, what fucking house in the United States does not have ketchup in his house?
No. I will explain that to you. Before January, there was like 5 bottles of ketchup in that refrigerator. After the end of January,
you dispensed of a lot of things?
Well, when a lot of things walked out the front door,
right?
Oh. They all walked out with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's where all the ketchup went.
So he was like, well, I was going to get some ketchup, but I didn't think you needed a 10-gallon drum. Like, everything's ridiculous there. Like,
or, I mean, like a case of 18
bars of soap.
Gallon bottles of ketchup.
Yeah. I'm like, no, that's like ridiculous.
Mm-mm. And who has the room to store that shit? Where are you going to put that? This is an old house. There is no storage in here.
They had to build a, well, was that closet built in my room, do you think?
Yeah.
You have a bigger closet. Don't be talking.
That's because they took a whole bedroom and made my bathroom and closet out of it. I am not complaining. That is the master suite.
Right. For the master.
I cleaned it yesterday.
Yeah, and wouldn't even let the dogs in the room.
That's because I wanted to get dirty in a clean place. There is nothing wrong with that.
Oh, we've had an extra dog in our house, and that's kind of tiresome a little bit. They get all kinds of crazy.
Seeing as how the greyhound wants to play like, with it like he's constantly. A pug, too.
Right. And then Aniko, like, jumps on top of him, like, you know. And by the time they're done playing, poor Buster is all wet and nasty looking.
Well, Aniko can almost put all of Buster in his mouth.
Right.
The whole dog, not, you know what I mean.
Hey. Yeah, and Buster's not fixed, so he walks around and humps things, and then semen leaks out of his dick.
He air humps. He's like, just walks around, just like hunching.
They can't see, Julian. Remember?
Well, I was doing that for my own purposes.
You just needed an air hump real quick.
Uh-huh. I felt the need.
Where's Chris?
Chris is at home.
He might be listening. He might be guest 254.
He might.
Or 2554. How dare Trucker Alex log out?
Maybe he got a lot lizard coming up to the
maybe
door.
He did. Big old lot lizard. All right, how much do I love that on Twitter now, people, when they go say they're going to take a nap? Like
it's a big old Ricky Burton nap.
Yeah, they go, oh, I got to take a big old Ricky Burton nap.
Mm-hmm.
Which I really discover why I've been taking those big old Ricky Burton naps and then after work or whatever. Because apparently I have sleep apnea and I don't breathe at night. So it's probably waking me up. Oh. So I need to go to the doctor. But you know, that costs money.
They'll give you one of those machines that you have to wear all night
long. I don't
want
to wear the machine. Mm, what I need to do is lose weight.
It's very intrusive mm-hmm. to try to sleep with that thing
and
on.
It's like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, pulls up on your... Yeah. I need to lose some weight. Because you're a big old... No, not old. Not old. O-L-E.
O-L apostrophe.
Right. Big old Ricky Burton now.
A Darth Vader machine. True. I want your ass. Had to quickie.
They are scary because when I was dating...
Trucker Alex said he had to quickie at the glory hole. My guess was Lot Lizard.
No, you're old. Veritable Virgo, I don't know how to do that. I'm sorry.
Does anyone have to get a mail on blah, blah, blah? I don't even know what that means.
I want to see Zombieland.
Well, Lou was texting me yesterday, and he said he just went and saw it, and it was really good.
Went and saw it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Wow. It's really good.
I said
English language.
I think I meant to say he just went and saw it.
I know what you meant, but that's not what you said.
Sometimes my mouth runs faster than my brain does.
Should we end? All right, we've been going on for 30 minutes. We need to end this part.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
That's the one I'm supposed to say.
Oh, fuck. Okay, hold on. Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. Give us a call at 206-984-3685.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
And send us stuff in the post office box. Thank you to Veritable Virgo.
Thanks.
P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. We appreciate anything that you would like to give us, except for any juices, any diseases, no swine flu, please.
Mm-mm. No hepsies.
No anthrax. Mm-mm. No hepsies. That would be greatly appreciated. MySpaces, Facebook us, Twitter us. We do have a Facebook group page, mm-hmm. the Foul Monkeys Podcast, I think it's what it's called. So join us on there. I invited everybody that's my friends. So look for us there. And leave comments on our website on the shows, because we don't get a lot of comments on the website.
So. I guess more Montan thought we were really leaving. So it's not now.
No, we're not really leaving. Only for the people that can't be here.
Yeah.
So
we need to just like record something you can.
I'll just play in the middle.
Yeah, and then we won't have to do this every time.
Okay. So, thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading episode 236. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And talk to you later.
Peace.